With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
7 days away from the roast of Robert Brazil at the Houston Improv. You can get your tickets right now at improvhouston.com or at sportsradio610.com. Mean Joe Green's going to be there. Dan Pastorini's going to be there. Warren Moon's going to be there. Earl Campbell's going to be there. Any Oiler who's anybody is going to be there, and you can be there too. Go to sportsradio610.com or improvhouston.com to get your tickets. Freddie D, could Big Baller Brand be coming to Houston?
I wouldn't be opposed to it. I would not in any way, shape, or form be opposed to it. I know Jeremy Branham over the weekend with my boy Henry Thomas, they were on this past Saturday, and Jeremy Branham threw out the idea, and I think it's a fantastic idea, about trading Chris Paul and getting back Lonzo. Because I think there's definitely something to be said for Chris Paul playing with. And now this came out Friday about Chris Paul playing with LeBron James. But I know when we were on Friday, there was rumors, speculation, innuendo that LeBron James was allegedly in town looking at schools.
He wasn't, as it turns out.
Which doesn't surprise anybody.
Found out later. Now, there were some people representing LeBron who were in town. Now, that's a fact. No, LeBron is...
Oh, so he had some reps here.
But it wasn't him. I think it was like someone...
Well, that's still a big deal.
Oh, don't get me wrong. You guys remember I was getting some texts from somebody who knows somebody, so
yeah.
It's not like, you know, ironclad, but,
right,
but you kind of hear things here and there. After the show, I'm glad you brought this up. I found out that it was at the... What was the name of the school again?
Was it the Kincaid School?
The Kincaid School. It was like a someone who worked with his agent. And as I understand it, of all the serious contenders for his services, this is happening. So it's happening in Los Angeles too, and presumably maybe Boston. So there are people kind of checking things out, kicking the tire. Maybe, I mean, you know, kicking the tires here and there. So yeah, he's not going to be in Cleveland. I know Cleveland is kicking the tires on Kawhi.
Yeah, well,
but I don't think it's necessarily
more like stubbing their toe.
But I don't think it necessarily means to play with LeBron. I think it's to try to replace LeBron when he leaves.
Well, that's definitely one of the things that was brought up was, is this a to play with him or to replace him? Mm-hmm. And I don't know if you're, which I don't know if I can't see Houston, or excuse me, I can't see San Antonio, because really all they have to trade him is Kevin Love and the number 8 pick. And do you want, I mean.
Yeah, they're not going to do that.
You know, does Kevin Love and LaMarcus Aldridge, does that lighten up your world if you're a San Antonio Spurs fan?
I just think the Spurs have a lot fewer options than everybody's acting like, because teams aren't going to trade for Kawhi Leonard if he's not going to re-sign with them. And there's probably a small number of teams that Kawhi Leonard would consider re-signing with. So when you hear that the Spurs aren't going to trade him to the Western Conference, and you hear all this stuff, that sounds great. That sounds awesome. But teams aren't just going to rent Kawhi Leonard for a year and give the Spurs what they feel Kawhi Leonard is worth in a trade. So this notion that they wouldn't trade him to the Lakers, or they wouldn't trade him to another team in the Western Conference, I don't think it's accurate, because Kawhi Leonard really has all the leverage here, given the fact that he has
Bingo.
1 year left on his deal.
Bingo. And I don't think, first of all, I don't think it's accurate, because the Spurs are not going to, you know, there's a giant market out there. They're not going to cut it in half, you know, for assets that they can get in return. Why would you do that? You know,
I've always thought that was weird when they say you don't trade within your division. Well, what if the team in your division offers you the best deal possible?
Right.
Then you do.
Exactly.
Do that.
So that's the first thing. The second thing is what you just talked about. Kawhi Leonard, you know, is not going to go to the Lakers or whomever without the Lakers knowing, okay, when we make this trade.
You're going to resign.
You're going to resign, right? And so, or have that guarantee or agreement or whatever. So I think it's absolutely, nothing's off the table right now.
Well, and I think too, if you are the Spurs, you can play that to your advantage as well. Knowing that if he's going to re-sign with you, tell you what, all right, great. We'll trade you.
Mm-hmm.
We'll trade, you know, within our division or within our conference, we'll trade you Kawhi, but you're going to need to sweeten that deal up a little bit more.
Exactly.
You know?
Yeah.
So it's not a bad, because here's the, if you look at what happened last year. Nobody in their right mind saw Oklahoma City getting Paul George, right? And then you look at Indianapolis. Now, you could argue, well, Fred, of course, because that was the Eastern Conference, and now Oklahoma City could be on the verge of losing him, so look how that turned out. So, you know, you can look at it from a couple different ways.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, the Lakers are, if you're looking to rebuild or rebuild on the fly,
yeah.
That is your, unless you're going to get Jaylen Brown or Jason Tatum. Now, if that's a possibility, then, you know, then all bets are off. If you can get a Jason Tatum and a draft pick.
Tatum ain't going nowhere.
Maybe not. Maybe not. But if I'm the Spurs.
We're talking Ingram and Kuzma and what else with the Lakers?
Maybe Lonzo. I mean, Lonzo. Maybe it takes all three of them if that's what the Lakers want to do.
I don't see how you can say no to that deal.
Either way.
If you're the Spurs and the Lakers come to you offering Lonzo Ball, which let's take his dad away from it. His dad pretty much shut up the second half of the season. Mm-hmm. I mean, he really did.
Which, by the way, Popovich and LeVar Ball should be automatically be a reality show.
Oh, that would you just life would be better if we got to see Lonzo mm-hmm. and Pop interact on a daily basis. I think the thing about is LeVar a loudmouth? No question. But I think even he has humbled a little bit, considering, you know, his sons went overseas and basically, you know, got slapped around. All right. Lonzo, for as great of his rookie year, I mean, he had a good, not great rookie year. But I thought he handled it about as well as he possibly could, given all the, you know, the whole situation. I don't think LeVar's as big of an issue as everybody makes him out to be. I think he's kind of figured things out a little bit. I think he understands what he can and can't do when it comes to his son's career, because the NBA is a much bigger deal than when your son's at UCLA mm-hmm. and you can pretty much do whatever the hell you want. But if you get an offer, if you're the Spurs, you know Kawhi would want to be there.
Oh, the Spurs would love that deal.
You get Lonzo, Kuzma, who I think is a stud as well,
yeah.
and Brandon Ingram for Kawhi Leonard?
Yeah.
You've three parts of a major part of your rebuild is done.
Yeah.
Is done.
And the other angle is if LeBron goes to Los Angeles, this is what Branham threw out there, and Chris Paul says he wants to go play for him, then would you be opposed to bringing back Lonzo Ball? I think that's a no-brainer, but I'll take it a step further and say the current state of the Rockets and where they're at right now, if you told me that I either had to supermax Chris Paul, who's 33 years old mm-hmm. with his durability issues, and commit to him till he's 37 and give him $200 million, or get Lonzo Ball, a guy who averaged 10-7-7 last year in his rookie year yeah. and is only going to get better at 20 years old in his rookie deal.
Exactly.
I would rather have Lonzo Ball. A lot of people hike their leg
building,
on...
If you're building,
well, I don't even know if you're building, because I've said this a few times, and I think you guys somewhat agree with me on this. I understand that the Rockets got so close, but just because they got so close doesn't mean that the best is yet to come.
Oh, totally.
I understand agreed. How yeah. they have to approach it, but I think that the Rockets missed their opportunity to get the Warriors when they were at their most vulnerable. I'm not saying it was their fault. I understand that injuries were a part of it, but I think they got there, and I think bringing in a young guy like Alonzo Ball, and this is completely hypothetical, I'd rather have him than I would Chris Paul.
It's not outrageous, but Chris Paul's more proven, you know, if you're going to, you know.
But you're giving him like $40 million
a year.
Well,
no, that's why you don't, because I don't think you give him that deal. I don't think you give Chris Paul
that
deal.
Well, he's getting it. He's going to get it. It's either going to be from the Rockets or from somebody else.
Yeah.
The only way here's the deal. The only way you explore the Chris Paul for Lonzo Ball deal is if LeBron doesn't come here, right? So that's well, sure. to me, that's the only way, because –
Well, if he has to go to Los Angeles, too, because then Chris Paul would have to go join him. It would have to be a situation, because I don't think Chris Paul is going to want to just go to the Lakers without knowing that LeBron's there. So
and
I think
Chris
it would
Paul
be like
LeBron
a package
are extremely
deal.
Extremely close. They're talking about this every day probably right now. So they
Do
they,
we think the Chris Paul pull is bigger than we realize?
I do. I think Paul and LeBron are really, really close.
Yeah.
You know,
let me ask you this then: is the idea of playing with Chris Paul, and you have no way of knowing this, but just for hypothetical standpoint, do we think that the pull of playing for Chris Paul his final years of his NBA career, because that's ultimately what it's going to be, outweighs the possibility of creating whatever he's going to create and his media brand mm-hmm. and all that kind of stuff is bigger to him than being in LA?
Play with LeBron?
Well, yeah, that Chris Paul and
no,
and
probably,
the
I don't know if there I don't know if there is a balance.
Yeah,
you know, I don't know if a percentage. I think he wants to, you know, I always believed that, especially in this era, no matter where LeBron James goes, his
his brand is not going to be affected one way or the other.
His brand's not going to be affected. He's bigger than all that.
Yeah.
You know, he could play in Oklahoma City. I mean, you know, it's no big deal.
The other thing I don't think people are taking into account enough is, why would LeBron James want to play with James Harden? And I'm not taking away from how good of a player James Harden is. He's one of the best players in the NBA. I mean, we're going to be celebrating his MVP ceremony in a couple weeks or whenever the hell they give that out. It's way after the season. But just from a stylistic standpoint, I'm not saying it won't work with LeBron, Chris Paul, and James Harden, mm-hmm. but why in the hell do you really think that players watch James Harden play and say, I really want to go play with that guy? It's three guys that need the ball instead of two. We saw it work with two, but you add LeBron in there and you add the fact that he's buddies with Chris Paul. Do you really think LeBron wants to play with James Harden?
Well, and the other part of it is, I know this. They've debunked this. You know, there's only one ball theory between Chris Paul and James Harden, which you kind of alluded to mm-hmm. there, Landry, but there's three guys that demand the ball. That's a whole different. I mean, it's like.
Yeah, but I think we're. Here's
if you bring in LeBron, CP3, and Harden, look, then I think it is a valid argument. How are all three of those guys going to handle the final minutes of quarters?
And also, the guy that, if you ask me to rank which of those three I want to have the ball in crunch time, it's going to be LeBron, Chris Paul, and then James Harden. James Harden's the distant three, but James Harden is the face of this franchise. So how does he react to that?
You know why? You know, but here, you know how he reacts? He doesn't care.
I think he cares.
No. I'm going to tell you why. When has he shown? We're 6 years into the James Harden Houston experiment, and we're still waiting for that clutch moment. Like
you're saying in terms of basketball, so he doesn't want the pressure?
No. You really think, Mr. I'm wide open, but let me throw it cross court instead. Do you really think James Harden is going to worry about if LeBron or if CP3 is going to be shooting the ball instead of him?
But I think he wants the pill in his hand.
Does he, though? Name me one time when James Harden has screamed for the basketball and said,
he's a volume shooter. No, I don't agree with that. He's a volume shooter.
Yeah,
Now he's had bad games and he's shriveled in certain moments.
He's going to get his shots.
Right.
But here's the deal. You got two guys in LeBron. Do you think LeBron wants to keep shooting, scoring as much as he has to? Of course not. Do you think you can't afford to have Chris Paul playing more than 25-30 minutes a game? This is the perfect scenario for all three of these guys, because James can do most of the heavy lifting, which
except
he's still
for the
in his prime.
Except for the final moments, you know.
Listen, the final minute of the show in game one, you've got LeBron James on a 51-point game. He's chucking a pass to George Hill. You think he's going to have a problem throwing it to James Harden in the corner?
LeBron. I'm talking about Harden. I'm not worried about LeBron.
Harden doesn't care. When we start figuring out that James, are we even convinced James Harden wants to win?
Of course he is. Of course he does. I think that's a bit much. I really do. And I know he wants the ball. Now, he's shriveled. There's no doubt about it.
But that's what I'm saying.
But
that's
he's taken big shots or tried to hit big shots late in games, consistently, even in the postseason. Hadn't always worked out.
I think it's the perfect marriage for all three. It really, truly is when you really get down to it. Because now James Harden can let LeBron and Chris Paul carry the bulk of the press. He might even play even more freer. Then it's going to allow LeBron James to where he doesn't have to play 82 games. He doesn't have to carry a bunch of, you know, Gladys Knight and the Pips on his back for 82 games. And then, oh, by the way, carry him through
For LeBron, it would be fine because he would be the man.
He'd still be the man. And Chris Paul's not going to have to play. Chris Paul can play spot minutes in the first half, third quarter, and then use them in the fourth when it really matters. And then if think about it. If we're in a situation a year from now or in 11 months where we're sitting here debating, well, gee, who's going to take if the Rockets are in the situation that we think they could be.
I don't know. I'm not as down with that as you are, because keep in mind, we're not that far removed from James Harden and Dwight Howard couldn't get along, and it was not basketball issues.
Yeah, but Dwight Howard's a mental midget, and he's been that way everywhere
he's
been.
James Harden has an ego too, and certainly had his. Howard would tell you different, that it wasn't, you know, him, of course.
Well, listen, no one's going to. I'm not going to deny in any way, shape, or form that James Harden has his. You know, can be a little. I'm sure can be a little bit a bit of a diva from time to time, but we all, a year ago, everybody was all up in arms. Well, how are you going to have, you know, how are Chris Paul and James Harden going to coexist with one basketball? And they worked out just fine. So now all of a sudden we throw the greatest player of this 20, 25 years in, and there's still a question of how to make it work. You know what? You put them all out there and you give D'Antoni the rock and you say, you know what? Make it work. You got three Herculeans on this team. Let's go win a championship and get it done. That's Landry Locker. That's John Lopez. I'm that dude, Freddie D. A little more NBA talk when we come back. And we got some Texans as well to get into it. Take a trip around the National Football League. Lots to get to. Don't forget, we've also got Whitney Mercer's coming up in approximately 1 hour as well. So great show so far. It's Monday. It's in the loop. Glad to have you on board.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.